From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Support comes from the END Monthly Lecture Series, presenting the 11th Annual State of the Parish Address and Luncheon, featuring Mayor-President Joey Durrell on Wednesday, February 5th at the Cajun Dome Convention Center. Information is available online at THEIND.com or by phone at 337-769-8603.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. We've got a fantastic group this week, Pokey LaFarge and the South City Three, plus a dynamic new husband and wife team, Shovels and Rope, and co-founder of Earth Day, Dennis Hayes, all this week in E-Town. So join us.
Tuesday at noon on KRVS.
Those of you that may have missed it, health fair going on right now, 8 to 12, and that's at the convention center, which is right next door to the Cajun Dome, in case you don't know where it is. Next door to Cajun Dome, free health fair. Go get it checked for nothing. You don't get that too often. And there will be some screening again tomorrow, and that will be at the Martin Luther King Center. There will be some people checking certain things over there, not as big as it's going to be happening today, but you can go get yourself checked, and also tomorrow if you miss some of it today. Come on with it, Boozoo!
I'm gonna get me more. Then I'm going to the country. I'm gonna get me a more. Then when I come back, you're gonna quit your weapon. Come back, Lord, I don't know what to do.
Mardi Gras coming. Lulu. Good morning, Donald, Charles, Dustin. Good morning, guys. And I want to wish my wife a happy birthday today. Bobby, happy birthday to you today. ¶¶ 100% Capricorn. Good morning to Bobby, Mac, Megan, Marley, Melanie this morning. Good morning. Bruce, good morning to you. Chuck, up in Houston, Texas, I'm sure I'm on the line. And to all my Zydeco Webbers this morning, good morning. You make me feel good and strong every day when I know I'm playing for you. I'm headed to the health fair in just a few to help out. Hope to see you there. If you feel kind of bad, a good day to go get it checked out. It won't cost you nothing. Remember, every day you're one day closer to the hole. The last one, 41 days. You can dance to that. You grab that doorknob and swing it. When you finish sweating, head to the health fair. Yeah. Doc, I know you got a birthday this month somewhere in there. Another one of them Capricorn. Good thing he got a Taurus. To all the Capricorns this morning, I want to say happy birthday to you, too. Clifton says, walking the flow. I wonder who he's waiting on.
Record I recorded with a harmonica and accordion. The name of it says, "You're just fussing too much."
Bow Down Club going for you this morning. You might be able to use that line a lot of times.
Thank you. Thank you. la balance de ma vie. Une manger mes chats, mon combo et mon piment. Un homme créant et ma vie créant. Et toi?
Já está para écouter le programme des haricots et passalés à ce matin, IMC, ici ce matin, qui peut jouer la musique, on sera ici à 12h, but I'll be here for a short period of time, because we have the things going on this weekend. We've got the health fair going on this weekend, and some of you probably feel kind of bad right now. They need to go get checked out, so go get checked. It's free. You can't get free. There's not too many free in this world today. I guess if I had something to hook you with, John, I could probably, I don't know why you're putting hits in. Just give me some, just give me one to connect.
One of them might work.
I know you ain't hearing nothing. That's it? That's the one. You want me to turn it a little louder?
No.
It's good right there.
No.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for this morning's program comes from The Bank, offering a full range of financial services from 5 convenient locations, Jennings, Iowa, Iota, Lake Arthur, and Welsh, and online anytime at thebank-online.com. The Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, everyone. This is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we are going to do a live in-studio listening session as we sit down with Oxford America's Rick Clark to discuss the release of the magazine's annual music issue. This year's issue celebrates the music of Tennessee. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan.
Tonight at 11 on KRVS.
All right, how's the weather?
Oh, the weather is beautiful out there.
It's supposed to be about 60 degrees and stuff.
Well, I told the folks that we're going to have a hard winter, you know, a cold winter this year, but people didn't believe me.
Is it over?
No, it's not over yet.
Okay, all right. No. I just wanted to know if I was supposed to put my big coat up.
No, it's not over yet. We will have, in February, you will have another cold blast that's going to be coming down.
Mardi Gras time.
Yeah, well, Mardi Gras is, their first part of March.
Uh-huh.
But you will have some cold weather that time. There's no snow that I can see right there in the forecast, but hard freeze out there.
I'm glad you don't see no snow.
I don't see any snow in the forecast right now for this area, but you will have a cold freeze blast on this area.
I think it's March 4th, this Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a nice time. But anyway, you got that. We have a whole lot of stuff that's going on this
weekend. Yeah, Martin Luther King, a lot of activity going on.
Yes, this weekend.
Yep, and flag raising, 8:30 a.m., Martin Luther King Recreation Center.
Right, and hopefully that everyone will be very civil in their time of remembrance of Martin Luther King and his life contribution, actually, to this society and to set up freedom for all of us.
I have been in his house.
Really? Up in Atlanta?
Up in Atlanta.
Yes.
Real nice, and the memorial is beautiful. If you ever go to Atlanta, make that part of your trip to the Martin Luther King Center. You walk the street. I mean, it's real nice. I mean, they did a real great job. You can hear the speeches, and, I mean, it's a whole facility there, and there's several houses where he lived at and all of that that is there. You can take a look at that, walk in it, and it's a good deal. So if ever you get an opportunity to go in Atlanta, make that part of your trip.
One of the things about it is that you had many great persons who precede us to set right. up the path in which we are now following.
Yep.
And we need to remember that. One of them is Dr. Martin Luther King.
Right. And, John, the one thing about Martin Luther King, he also inspired many people because there are many people all over the world mm-hmm. that has been part of the Martin Luther King March. And I'm not talking about going to Washington, D.C. I'm talking about in your own communities right. where there are a lot of leaders here that have walked and opened doors and been in certain places the first time, opened those doors, first time in sports, you know, first time in a mm-hmm. certain cafe, first time at a school. We got a lot of first people here all over the world, really, even in here in Louisiana, Lafayette, all the communities.
Mervin Harmon was one. Mervin Harmon was one of the first black person to serve on the Paris representative.
Right.
And he is still, he's still with us,
right.
by the way, but he's up in age right now. And I, too, have experienced being the first.
Okay.
And in many capacities, when I first started working with the government, federal government, I became the first county supervisor in the state of Louisiana.
Right. We got a lot of first people.
So it was all because of Dr. Martin Luther King and many of us. But in this community, there were many of the first.
Sure.
And we can actually... viewed and we remember
yep.
those.
And if you look at anybody that's probably in their, I guess, late 50s, early 60s, they were all involved in Martin Luther King's
some
march.
Movement of some sort.
Yeah,
and it
in
was
the
peaceful.
Movement of
it was
the peaceful thing to make things happen. So
and,
it was.
We just lost one great one. Of course, it was Mandela, and that was a great leader.
Right.
And he preached nonviolence in all that time as well.
So right.
So there's a lot of things that we can at least reflect on for that day.
And right.
This day will be celebrated starting today, tomorrow, and Monday.
Right.
The highlight of all of this is going to be Monday.
Right, absolutely. Anyway, health fair today, March, the parade tomorrow, and the Martin Luther King celebration will be on Monday. Mm-hmm. So a lot of activities going on. So let's, as you say, John, let's have a civil weekend and right. civil to where, like I said, if you're mad, stay home. Don't even go nowhere. Stay home. Just stay mad by yourself. If you get mad wherever you go, go home.
Well, unfortunate things about that, when we talk and we preach into the choir, those people who are listening right now are people who are nonviolent.
Right.
And if you can just pass it on to the youngsters, those are the ones that we're talking to right now. We're speaking to them that they need to understand. And when your child leaves to go and visit and be a part of the celebration of Dr. King, try to influence them and tell them, advise them that this is a peaceful thing.
Sure, absolutely. Because you want them to come back home.
That's right.
You want them to come back home. And if they go out there, and it can easily happen. All right, we're going to play that song for our friend.
Who's that? Oh, yeah.
Jodell.
Jodell from Gaydon.
From
Louisiana.
Gaydon.
The big town of Gaydon where all the ducks fly.
All the ducks. That'll be duck season, huh?
Oh, well.
Want to be able to get some ducks, huh?
Yeah, but you got to go to Duck Around Florence. It's right next to Gaydon.
Oh, okay.
And it's a little, not a little community. It's just the name of a place.
Oh, okay.
And so, well, then. Jodell, it's going for you.
J'ai pour ma vache, elle t'est pas trouvée. Ah, ma vache, peut-être. Que jamais il a ventilé. Depuis ma vache, elle est bien grande. Et moi, ma vache, peut-être. Jamais il dit ben et puis tu l'es et puis
Randy and Sherry, good morning this morning. Careful on that road. Hasta mi de yard, eh? Vous avez été mettre de yard déjà? Vous ne pouvez pas rentrer dans la porte déjà? Peur d'aller back à la maison?
You didn't step that down.
Oh, darling one. Hey, Oh, dear darling. We'll be right back.
chance to speak. Get your name and your number, girl, so maybe we can meet. You and me together, girl, but then the ransom drinks. Don't have to rush your answer, mama. I'll give you time to think. Whenever you're ready, let me know. Hit me on my trio. Text messages don't matter. Just like I do, so I thank you for picking me for you. And you love it when I make you sweat and keep you smiling like when we first met. If every word I said couldn't make you smile, you know I'd talk forever, forever, forever.
Chris Hardaway with Baby Girl on this Saturday morning. Good morning to all of you and welcome to Zydeco Sampa Saleh. Your host, JB, sitting in the chair until 12 noon. Don't you dare go any place because you're going to miss something if you try to leave us as we continue our program here on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. And no doubt about it, it is beautiful out there because it's sunshiny, it's getting a little warmer. And we're going to heat up a little bit, but not too much. Probably the high will probably be around 45, 46 degrees, maybe around the 50s, the lower 50s, if it gets that high today. But nevertheless, this is Zydeco right here. And this is Southwest Louisiana, the best place that you can ever live. And I met some folks this past Wednesday night and helped celebrating Little Buck's birthday over at Blue Moon. Some people were from California and South Carolina and all over the place. And particularly, I just want to say good morning to Amber, who was celebrating her birthday as well. And there was many people that were there celebrating their birthday. We just want to say happy birthday, a belated birthday to all of you. It was wonderful to see all of you there in Blue Moon and help support and celebrating Lil Buck's birthday. He's quite deserving of all of that. Because he loved the music, he loved the culture, he just loved to entertain all of you. Lil Buck says, thank you very much. He and Corey Ladey are heading out for a tour, and they'll be back sometimes, I guess, in the next 5 or 6 or 7 days, and they'll be back and playing some of that good sounds of Zydeco music. We'll be right back after those brief messages. Don't you dare go away because you'll miss something.